Another sign of changing economic times can be found on the streets of Paris. When the city's open-air food markets close, poor people forage for discarded fruits and vegetables. And as Eleanor Beardsley reports, better-dressed Parisians are now joining them.
The street markets of Paris are like a window on the gastronomic soul of France. From the abundance, freshness, and variety of food here, it's clear what makes this country tick. Glassy-eyed fish stare up from the ice of a fishmonger's stand, nestled between scallops, stingrays, and live crabs. Produce vendors bark out the prices of their colorful fruits and leafy vegetables, and dried sausages hang alongside rabbits, chickens, and even wild game at the butcher's stall. But like the rest of Europe, France is in a recession. When the market closes and the vendors begin to pack up their stands, a different kind of consumer arrives. They are the gleaners, named after those lowly souls in past centuries who followed the field harvest, scavenging what was missed the first time around. These urban gleaners slowly pick their way through the market refuse, hauling away their finds in sacks or rolling it off in shopping bags with wheels. 60-year-old Renée Dubois is quite happy with her bag full. She says she has fruits and vegetables and some sardines. Dubois lost her office job last year and says she can no longer afford the market's prices, so she now comes twice a week after it ends and before the garbage collectors arrive to pick through the remains. I have no salary, no retirement, nothing, she says, and there are plenty of people like me. We do this to make ends meet. Dubois is neatly dressed, her hair tidily swept up in a bun. On this block alone, there are at least 8 or 9 women and men just like her, rummaging through the stacks of balsa wood crates.
Excusez-moi, madame. Je suis une journaliste avec la radio publique américaine.
Oui?
Est-ce que vous voulez me dire...
No.
Many clearly don't want to talk about what they're doing. But 65-year-old Nadine Moreau willingly opens her bag to show her tomatoes.
Ce ne sont pas mauvais.
You have to eat them fast or make a sauce with them, she says. They won't keep.
Les enfants,
Moreau has 2 grown children who are living at home because they can't find work. I have to feed them, she says. Vendor Léon Cohen has been bringing his produce to Paris markets for 40 years. He says he's ashamed of what he sees today.
A few years ago, you would never have seen that here. It's ugly for the neighborhood and it's shameful for France. Can you imagine in a rich country, the world's 5th economic power, you have people eating out of the trash?
In the shadow of the Eiffel Tower, city workers take down the poles and awnings after the bi-weekly market on the fashionable Avenue de Saxe. While seagulls fight over fish heads, about a dozen people rummage through what is admittedly nice-looking discarded produce. A passing writer, Dominique Sels, observes the scene.
I was going home and had to come back and watch this. It's striking. We've got seagulls and pigeons and human beings who are hungry too. And here we are on one of the richest avenues in France.
Analysts say the French social safety net has helped buffer most people from the effects of the economic crisis so far. But with the French economy now grinding to a halt, the cracks are starting to show. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.